This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. This election is a crucial one, and amid the deluge of social media, it can be tough to sort out the facts from rumors or disinformation that may stoke baseless fears about the process or the outcomes. KUNM's Ty Bannerman has more on how to avoid spreading fake news in the days ahead.
It's important to make sure you're only boosting information about the election from trusted news sources. And if you do see some wild false story, Roberta Rael, executive director of Generation Justice, says it's important to not repost or engage with it, even if it's to call it out as incorrect.
Avoid amplification. We see something online and we get upset and we have a knee-jerk reaction and we're like, I'm going to make a comment. Social media algorithms feed on any kind of engagement, whether it's negative or positive. Leave it alone. That is the best way to disempower it. Report. Flag it for removal from that social media network.
A couple of facts to keep in mind this week. Multiple studies have found that voter fraud is extremely rare, almost non-existent in the U.S. And no one should claim to know the results before all the votes are counted. It's normal for that to take a while, and the high number of people voting by mail due to the pandemic this year could draw out that process even longer. For KUNM, I'm Ty Bannerman.
For reliable, up-to-date information on election night and the following days, tune into 89.9 FM or visit KUNM.org. If you see or experience any kind of intimidation or obstruction at the polls, call the Voter Protection Hotline at 866-OUR-VOTE. O-U-R-VOTE.